Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, explaining an industrial report on Jorge Andujar Serrano. Date of birth is 1/23/1965. Date of procedures, January 25th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. DO, referring physicians, Dr. Batania Reyes Matos. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is screening for colorectal cancer, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible date of missing lesion, such as lung cancer, well explained to the patient, period, the patient was brought to the endoscopy, so you placed in a fetal position, serious for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care, period. Digital rectal exam was done, period, well with penile and studio colonoscopes, and she used the rectum and advanced injury regression to the cecum, which is an, was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and compounds of the pulse, period. Careful examination made up the cecum, iliacecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, stomach flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, a retroflexure was obtained at the rectum period, bowel preparation was good, was poor with a Boston bowel prep score of 5, 1-2-2, period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was a approximately 10 millimeter sessile cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next time, there was a approximately 10 millimeter sessile transverse colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next time, there were two diminutive rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was Pantagricophilus coli. Next time, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. These were moderate in size. Next line. Boston bowel prep score was 5, 1-2-2, there was evidence of solid stool with fibrous material noted on the right side of the colon, which limited visualization of some of the mucosa. An aggressive amount of lavaging and suctioning was attempted, however, the fibrous material did cloud the scope. Period. There was no evidence of any large masses or lesions within the constraints of the exam, comma, however, smaller or moderate-sized polyps could have been missed. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Given prep, next line, recommend increasing fiber and water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, resume eliquis tomorrow morning. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled.